Journey with me, if you will, to the year 10,849 A.D. in a faraway world called Terra II. Aliana is running quickly in the dense forest to Tryan, relishing the cool night air and the exhilarating feeling of freedom that running always seems to give her. She is wearing mesh body armor with a steel breastplate which is contoured perfectly to her body. Her shield is in her left hand, sword in her right, and bow and arrows are strung across her back. Her battle helmet cameos her face, and her long red tresses flow in the breeze behind her. In the distance, the sound of an omaga can be heard, signaling the winged creature of the night has caught his prey. Spring is fast yielding to the warmth of summer, but the forest, even in full summer, is always cool. Aliana can hear the soft padded steps of Catrin running just behind her, and she feels a sense of inner comfort in knowing this felt beast is her friend and ally, and would, as she had done many times in the past, fight alongside her against any dangers that might confront them. Theirs is an alliance otherwise unknown on Terra II, but since the night Jonathan had saved her and thereby saved Catrin from the Grebar, she and the Tigre had been inseparable friends. The full moon of Andros helps to illuminate her way as traces of light filter through the canopied leaves of the huge trees of the forest. The forest has been as a second home to her since childhood. She knows the trodden paths well and has no difficulty finding her way even on the darkest of nights. Aliana runs even faster as she exits the forest onto the grass-covered plain of Jamor. In the distance and to her left, she sees the ancient pyramid sitting at the base of the snow-capped Tres Hermanos Mountains. To her right and much closer is the walled city of Solemn, home to over 100,000 people. Overhead, the full moon of Andros shines brightly, illuminating the plain as if it were daytime. Aliana pauses momentarily to survey the scene in front of her, then continues to run with Catrin now fully visible at her heels. A blue beam of light suddenly streams from the heavens toward the ancient pyramid. The pyramid disintegrates in a blinding flash of light. Aliana drops instantly to one knee, shield and sword raised to defend herself. Within seconds, the blue beam fades away, leaving only debris from the once massive pyramid slowly settling to the ground. Seconds later, the ear-deafening roar of the explosion reaches her. Aliana trembles and mentally screams at herself.
What is wrong with you? You are a soldier. You have been trained since childhood to face fear.
Nothing in her childhood training could have prepared her for this. Catrin comes to stand beside Aliana and softly rubs her head against Aliana's arm. After but a few seconds, she runs several yards in front of Aliana, then stops and screams an ear-shattering roar as she looks toward where the pyramid had once stood. Seconds later, another roar. Then she trots back to Aliana, who is staring at the field of debris that was once the ancient pyramid. The feline rubs her head against Aliana's right leg, a soft rumbling sound emanating from her throat. Aliana rubs behind the animal's ears. Rising slowly to her feet, she regains her composure.
I don't know what we have just seen, Catrin. We must hurry into the city.
Aliana runs across the plain with Catrin bounding by her side. As they near the city, massive gates swing open to allow their entry. Armed guards stand lookout on the city walls. Aliana and Catrin enter the gates. Ahead can be seen the massive city that stretches more than a mile in each direction. Pandemonium is everywhere, with people screaming and crying, many on their knees with clenched hands, praying to whatever gods they believe in. Aliana continues running, with Catrin now in front of her. Minutes later, they can see the palace that is home to her father. As they reach the palace, they run up the 20 or so steps that lead to the entrance. Two armed guards stand aside to allow their passage. Each stare at Catrin, fear in their eyes at the sight of the large animal. Aliana and Catrin, stride unbroken, run down the hallway that leads to the great room. The hallway is over 20 feet wide and 200 feet long, with magnificent hand-carved wooden columns on each side, reaching 20 feet to the ceiling. They pass several doors on either side that lead to different areas of the palace. Ahead of them lies a double door, again guarded with one soldier on each side. Each opens a door that stands quickly aside, giving them a wide berth. Aliana continues running, with Catrin now a pace behind her, until she is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?